I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Second date update, of course, right here, this time every morning with Thunder and PT. Leah is joining us today. Leah, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, Leah, how's it going?
It's going okay. How are you?
Good. Awesome. What can we do for you?
I was hoping maybe you could help me convince Carter to go on a second date.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's hoping. let's back up, talk about your first date. How did that go?
It was really fun. We were messaging, and it came up that he likes to impress on a first date, but I prefer more casual vibe, so he suggested steakhouse, and we compromised and did Outback.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. No rules, just right. Perfect.
Sounds like you're already learning to, like, navigate some different preferences and stuff like that, which I feel like is a good compromise, you know, right away.
Right? I feel like we got each other right away.
So did that feeling then continue, Leah, on your on the date with Carter?
I thought so. We shared a lot of laughs. He joked that our next date, he'd take me to high tea, but in his niece's playroom.
Wait a minute. What? You were going to do tea?
Like a tea party, right?
With the niece or just the two of you?
I think he was just kidding because he liked fancy and I liked casual. So he was taking my niece's playroom. Like, it was
right.
Cute.
Sounds creepy to me. But anyway, if PT says it's okay, then it's fine.
I don't know. I mean, if that topic comes up,
When you were on your first date with Carter, were there any silences that were maybe unbearably long?
That's the thing. The vibe never got weird. It, like, never got awkward.
Okay. And the follow-up since dinner?
He messaged me to let me know his niece's playroom was booked solid, but asked if I'd like to go to a movie next week. And I asked him when would work for him, and then I never heard.
Okay. And did you suggest, any movie in particular or what?
Yeah, I just said, the Bruce Springsteen movie looked cool, but I was up for anything.
All right. Well, Leah, we want you to hold on. We're going to call Carter here. If he answers, hopefully get some answers ourselves. So hang tight.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Carter, please?
Is this a recording?
No, it's not. Carter, and thank you, first of all, for picking up. We are absolutely live. In fact, Carter, we got to tell you, we're live on the radio. And it's not a sales call or anything. We co-host the morning show on 102.9 The Wolf for Thunder and PT.
Good morning, Carter.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm glad I'm not talking to a robot.
No, not at all.
Humans.
Yeah, and are you okay with joining us this morning on the air just for a moment about somebody we have in common?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, and that's why we're calling you. We do a segment on our show, Carter, just to kind of bring you up to speed here, called Second Date Update. And we're calling to see if you remember a young woman who you went on a date with a week or two ago named Leah. You went out for steak, I think.
Maybe Outback or something?
Yes, it was Outback.
Yeah, there was a lot of potential there.
Okay, that's awesome. Part of this segment, I guess, is ultimately she agrees with you in that, and that's what she said when she talked to us. What changed your mind? Why haven't you gotten back to her?
Well, you know, it's important that whoever I'm dating gets along with my friends.
Okay, and that's understandable, but... Yeah. Has Leah even met your friends? Because she didn't say anything about that they were...
No,
that you ran in.
No, but she said something really rude about one of them. She called him unevolved.
Unevolved. And how did that... How did that even come up?
Yeah, so Leah is really into this, boxing fitness class, which is cool. And I told her one of my buddies says it's a good place to meet girls because they get so juiced up in class, if you know what I mean.
No.
Yeah, well, I just was like, does he really think that that's
how it
works?
Okay, Leah, hold on real quick. I'm sorry, God. Carter, we talked to Leah here a moment ago. Before we talked to you, we just had her hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you, which we were, obviously. And can you explain, Leah?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that his friend just like is coming to class to try to meet girls and thinks it's like, I don't know. If he thinks any girl wants to meet a guy when she's a sweaty mess, he's insane. And I just kind of made a joke of it and teased you for being like, oh, you have this like one really unevolved friend. No big deal.
Okay. Jackson is one of my best friends and he's hilarious. You basically called him a caveman.
Well, I pointed out some uninformed thinking, but yeah, primitive work.
Okay. All right. There's somewhat the voice of reason here. Leah probably isn't too far off base, Carter. So you think this is your friend. This isn't happen to be your opinion. This is your friend's opinion on why he goes to like a kickboxing class or something.
Yeah, the gym to meet women, basically.
A boxing fitness class because he said they get juiced up in class?
Exactly.
And so what? Is it you just are meaning sweaty? Or their hormone, whatever it is, and they're more attracted to men.
I think you can use your imagination, but look, okay. Jackson told me that her reaction was a red flag, so I bailed after a few texts.
Okay, yeah. so you were offended by what she said about your friend Jackson and the fact that he goes to boxing class to meet sweaty women because they're ready to go. Basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess Carter...
I mean, it just was such a rude thing to say about someone who I'm really good friends with.
Yeah, but don't you think what he was saying is a little bit off base?
Or like presumptuous or something like that?
Yeah, a little offensive.
He's just joking around.
Okay. Uh-huh. And so she took it too seriously. What do you have to say, Leah?
I think if you have a friend like that, we probably aren't a good fit anyway. Yeah. So.
Guilt by association, kind of?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you get that impression of Carter? Like, because you wanted to see, I mean, the whole
thing. Sounds like a nice guy.
Just so you know, Carter, this whole thing started because Leah, like, wants or wanted, at least at one point in time, to see you again. Now, this isn't about Jackson, you know what I mean?
No, I liked Carter. Carter sounded great, but the way he's, like, going hard for such a gross dude is, like, I'm good. Never mind.
Well. Listen, guys, I would love to sit here all day. So it's a no then, Leah, even for you now that we've reached. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, that's good because I'm getting feeling a little juiced up right now.
Jeez, of course.
And I'm going to have to run to the bathroom. But anyway, guys, we wish you all the best, and thanks for being on Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Attorney
advertising. Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.